Hi everyone. I wanted to send out a quick recording of the basic halachot of Purim. Of course, if anyone has any questions in general or about anything in the recording, you are always free to reach out or text me or reach out in the shoot group, and would be happy to follow up with anything that I say here. So I want to talk about the different mitzvot that come up on Purim. The main mitzvot are Kriyat Megillah, reading the Megillah, the Seudah, Mishloach Manot, and Matanot Le'Avyonim. And I'm quickly going to go through all the halachot of all four of those things. So the first one is Kriyat Megillah. One of the most important mitzvot on the day of Purim is to read or listen to the Megillah, to Megillat Esther. Esther tells the story of how Haman and Achashverosh tried to destroy the Jewish people, and Hashem miraculously helped Mordechai and Esther save them. The mitzvah is to read the Megillah or hear the Megillah being read at night and during the day. Now, you can fulfill your obligation to read the Megillah by either reading the Megillah yourself or by listening to the Megillah that's being read by someone else who has the obligation to read it. It's very important not to talk during the Megillah reading and to follow along and hear every word. There are interesting halachot about eating before Megillah reading. We know there's a fast day, Tanit Esther, on Wednesday, and that night, the night of Wednesday night, we're going to read the Megillah. It's a question as to whether you can break the fast before you hear the Megillah. So it's permitted to eat a snack, like a little bit of food or a little bit of drink, maybe less than a kibitza, which is a small measurement the size of an egg, before the Megillah reading if it's hard for you. It's okay to have a temporary meal or a temporary snack like that, but one should try not to have a full meal before hearing the Megillah reading. For someone who it's very hard for and very difficult, and they might become sick or feel unwell if they don't eat, then they can't eat, but they should ask somebody to be on top of them to make sure they don't miss Megillah reading. The whole purpose of not eating before Megillah reading is to make sure that you don't miss it. The next mitzvah is the mitzvah of Seudah. There's a mitzvah to eat one meal on the day of Purim. When one has the Seudah, you should have in mind and have intent to fulfill the mitzvah of Seudah Purim. Many poskim think that one should have bread and meat by their meal. Neither of these are entirely necessary, but one should try to have bread or meat or both. The mitzvah also applies to drinking wine on Purim. There's a mitzvah to have wine on Purim. Most Rishonim seem to require one to reach a level of inebriation on Purim. A lot of later authorities think that one should just drink a little bit more than they're used to and then go to sleep. But definitely everyone agrees that if you're gonna cause a chilul Hashem or violate any other more significant mitzvot, then it's not even worth drinking. For example, if you're gonna forget to bench because you drank, benching is a much more significant mitzvah than drinking on Purim. Next, there is the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot. The mitzvah of Mishloach Manot is to give two food portions to one person on Purim. Mishloach, to one person, you send manot, which is plural, which is two food portions. After you fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach manot to one person, you're certainly allowed to go and give more to more people. The more the better. And you can always give more to more after you fulfill the obligation. Some explain that the purpose of giving Mishloach manot is to increase friendliness and unity among the Jewish people. Other people think that because there's a mitzvah of Seudah on Purim, you're helping people fulfill their mitzvah of Seudah if they aren't able to afford it or they're not able to cover the cost. So you are giving two manot to someone so that you are making sure they will have a Seudah on Purim. Mishloach manot should be given during the day of Purim and not at night. And it's better to give it before the eating of the Seudah. That way someone can use it for their Seudah if they want to. You should make sure that if you, like, say you leave Mishloach manot by somebody's doorstep, in order to be fulfilling the mitzvah, you want to make sure they get the Mishloach manot before nightfall. And that should be important if you're delivering it to someone. To fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach manot, you have to give two foods. So one food, which is cut into two pieces, is not considered two foods. It has to be two different foods. That means they have different taste and they have a different look, you would say. So just like, I'll throw out a couple of examples just to make it simpler. You can give an apple and a granola bar. You can give a sandwich and a Coca-Cola. A drink counts just like food. Some people are strict to give two foods, but a drink is okay also. But better not to just use water or seltzer. Finally, we have the mitzvah of Matanot Le'Avyonim, which is gifts that we give to charity on Purim. The gifts should be given during the day of Purim and not at night as well. And you want to give it after you hear the Megillah reading. One is obligated to give two gifts of charity to two poor people. It's matanot, two gifts, le'avyonim, to multiple poor people. So it's two gifts to two poor people. So how much should you give? Some say the amount you should give should be at least a pruta, which is a very small amount of money. Whereas other people say it should be the size of 3 kibbutzim of bread, which is a small amount of bread. And it's again this idea that someone should be able to pay for their se'uda if they want to have a se'uda on Purim. It's important to try to be strict for the second opinion and give at least enough money to afford some bread. If you give money to someone who pools together money and distributes it on Purim, you don't have to be worried about whether it's two things to two people, and you can assume that the way they distribute it will cover that. As far as what we're doing on campus, if you are able to fill out the links or Venmo when we buy the deadlines, I will make sure it's distributed on Purim itself, meaning that the charity will be sent to the people who need it on the day of Purim, so you don't have to worry about sending it early. Finally, we have a few halachot of the prayers of Purim and how we change them. So Al HaNisim is inserted into Shemona Esrei right after the bracha of Modim, inside the bracha of Modim, and it's also inserted in Noda in Birchat HaMazon. If you forget either of those, you do not repeat Shemona Esrei or benching. And if you forget in benching, there's something you can insert at the very end to make up for it if you forget in the middle. At night, before reading the Megillah, we also say Al HaNisim. So even Maariv at night, even if you daven before Tzeis, you would still say Al HaNisim in Maariv. We do not say Halal on Purim, and we also do not say Tachnun or Lamanetzeach on Purim. Please, please reach out if anyone has any questions. Really here to help, and looking forward to having a Freilich on Purim with everyone.